Good evening.
This is
KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Club Radio Repeater. Wow, I said that dyslexic. Amateur Radio Club Repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be August 16th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find our net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds, but I see I'm the only one in the queue, so I'll just move on to Net Control of Black River Valley Service Net, and I'll take calls from regular members and guests. Okay, I'll go back to Echolink stations. I see KD2FPM just popped in there in the queue. How you doing this evening, Kevin? And the floor is yours.
Hey, good evening, Matt and everyone. KD2FPM out here on the north side of Oneonta. I'm just kind of, getting sidetracked. I almost forgot where I was, looked up, and it's like 9:02. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're in trouble. So I quickly jumped in here so I could say hello to everyone. So, hey, I got to play with a ham radio today. A friend of mine was having some vehicle trouble. So, Matt, you got to hear us chatting back and forth while I got some parts for him and got him going again. So the ham radio does come in handy, so that's a good thing. And we got my good friend going again there, too. So with that, I will say 7-3, hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, KD2FPM, Kevin, thank you for your check-in. Move on, I'll try this again. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
WA to you.
Okay, Net acknowledges WA to you. John, how are you doing this evening? Are we enjoying the warm weather again?
WA to you. Well, good evening to everyone on the frequency, those on Echolink. This is the majority of check-ins of this evening. 71 degrees here at the northeast of the Hinkley Reservoir. Had kind of a interesting weekend with all the rain. Saturday evening listened to quite a bit of music, and Sunday morning hit our pizza and day of relaxation, and didn't do a whole lot. Listened last night, I didn't hear anything on it. Maybe it was just timing on my part. But, let's see, got some stuff done on the internet today, and what else? Made a few phone calls and things of that nature, so kind of a uneventful day. Mainly stayed very cool. It was nice and cool here in the house. Much too warm to go out and work on the tree that's out front. I did cut up quite a bit of it last Thursday, but not today, and I don't know if the weather, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Let me reset here. I guess a lot of people had a good time at the Radio Amateurs of the Greater Syracuse Ham Fest. That was a success on Sunday. and the Boilermaker for public service communications. So very good. I think there's another ham fest coming up on the 16th, I believe, of July. I'm trying to remember where it was I saw it today in one of the emails. So that's about it. Kathy spent some time early in the morning going out picking some stuff in the garden. Of course, all the rains really helped that a lot. So it's feast or famine. You know, you plant all this stuff and all of a sudden you end up giving it away or freezing it, but that's okay. So we'll turn it back over to you, Matt. We'll say good evening to everyone on frequency. WATU back to that.
Alrighty. Thank you, John, for your check-in, WA2U. KD2J ABC Net Control Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. Alright, this is KD2J ABC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please.
WAQ is information.
WA2U, go ahead.
Okay, just thought I might mention it. We've had, you know, the weather's kind of interesting, and people that may be relatively new to the amateur radio hobby, or maybe have multi-mode radios, in other words, just not the standard FM, they can do AM and single sideband. A lot of times when we have a weather front, a change in the weather coming in, you watch a barometer, it's not uncommon for there to be interesting band conditions, even here on 2 meters. Propagation makes quite a few changes. And we can use a lot of radios now have the weather band program then, I don't know, 8 or 9 channels. And they can sort of actually be beacons of sorts. There are actual beacons done on the subband for 2 meters, but you can actually tune into bands. So if you, a weather station, so if you might hear a weather station that might be marginal most of the time and you see a significant storm front or whatever coming in, you may want to go over and check that NOAA weather station to see if things have changed. Now, a lot of people up near Lake Ontario, let me reset, a lot of people up near Lake Ontario often see this without even realizing. You'll hear other repeaters that you're not normally hearing. So besides 2 meter FM, this can actually happen on UHF 70 centimeters or 1.25 meters. I've had that happen on my UHF repeater when I had it out in Clay. Kind of interesting. So if you see a significant weather change coming, tune into one of the weather stations that you may have programmed in, you know, the 160. There's some stuff actually in the 161, like 650. And if they start coming in strong, you may want to tune down to the subband on 2 meters, and perhaps you can hear a single sideband, of course it's upper sideband, or CW. So they can be the NOAA weather stations can be a forecaster of amateur radio activity. WATU back to net.
Alrighty. Thank you, WATU. That was a good bit of information. I got most of it wrote down. Of course, my pen died on me, so I'm having one of those days. Hi, this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. Black River Valley Service Net, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I will now close the net and return the repeater to regular amateur use, and the time will be 21:13 local time. I want to thank everyone that checked in tonight. We had KD2FBM Kevin James, WA2U John. Thank you both for checking in. Good to hear you, John. I know I've been bad. I haven't been in here a whole lot lately. It's summertime, trying to get everything done that I need to get done outside at the house and on top of running drills and trainings and everything for the department. Can't do a whole lot of them during this winter, so we do more of them during the summer. And we also get bombarded with full fills all the time now. And still yet, this late in the season, we're still filling them. So thank you both for checking in. I say 7-3 to all. And this is KD2 Jet ABC, and I will be clear.
Matt, thanks for doing the net. Takes just as much work, whether it's 2 here or 200 or 20. WA273.
KC2HBS, KC2HBS, KA2DOG. KC2HBS, KC2HBS, KA2DOG. KC2HBS, KA2DOG.
Hello, Street Fitter News. Good evening, this is KD2DXF, Matthew in Utica for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up on the KC2NB repeater tonight, looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. This is Oxon. This is Oxon. Final call for Oxon. Nothing heard. KD2 DXF back to net control. W2MO Oneida. Thank you.